com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. Corey and I have a very interesting show lined up for today. We've got Dan Oliver here in the first segment, but then we're going to break into a panel discussion. Then in the second hour, we're going to start with some folks at Kitco about a market wrap, what happened this past week. And then in segments 5, 6, and 7, we're going to devote it entirely to commentary from the Mises Institute. Anyway, having said that, Dan Oliver, tell our new radio listeners a little bit about yourself, would you?
Sure. Thanks for having the show. I actually have a background in corporate law. I practiced in New York City, and then I went from there to get an MBA at INSEAD in France. And following my MBA, I had the opportunity to go down to Argentina to work in the commodity space. I didn't know much about commodities, except they went up, right? I mean, from 2000 to 2008, they kept going up, and I rode that wave, and then, of course, in 2008, they collapsed. And I came back to New York and just was very curious who I'd lived through. Oil shouldn't go down 80% in 4 months. Oil is the most important commodity to the world. The world is industrializing, or it has industrialized. And it was that process of examining what had happened and looking at past cycles and realizing that actually plunges like that happen quite frequently. And the last one, notably in the United States, was in the Great Depression. And I started reading a lot of material written during the Great Depression and realized that what they lived through and what we were living through was exactly the same thing. And that is the bursting of a credit bubble. And post credit bubble contraction, gold is always the asset that does the best. So that led me to my interest in the precious metals and gold. And what's happened since then, of course, is gold did very well. But miraculously, the Federal Reserve has, in fact, enabled the economy to add more debt again. And so we're seeing the broader markets melt up. We're seeing gold under pressure. But debt levels of where we stand now are simply not sustainable. And at some point, probably some point soon, we'll have another leg down in the credit cycle, and you'll see a reversion to what normally happens in a post-credit bubble contraction, which is broader markets going down and precious metals and hard assets going up.
Dan, I find that interesting that you say that, because I think a lot of us are along the same lines. We think that this is unsustainable, what we're going through, but it seems to be happening all around the world. So my question to you is, does it need to drop, or does a credit bubble need to burst in one country, or will it happen in the U.S. for it to really impact us?
Well, you know, it's an interesting point. I think if you look back at recent crashes in the world over the last couple hundred years, they weren't that severe, and the reason is because the pound sterling, which was the main currency, the reserve currency for the world, was fairly stable. Now we have the entire planet that is basically on a dollar standard. It has been since Bretton Woods, and so the bubble in the dollar has infected the rest of the planet. And so I think in this downturn, you are going to see coordinated booms and busts around the world. That's what you do see, and it's because really all the central banks of the world are joined at the hip, and they're joined through the dollar mechanism.
There's no question about that. I began to question the long-term viability of that. Oh, gosh, I would have to say, Dan, probably back in 03, 04, somewhere in that area, when I started to realize the growing importance of China and obviously the Chinese currency. And that, you know, seems to be growing almost every single day, the larger and larger role that the Chinese currency is playing because of their strength. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not so worried about China. People say they'll overtake the United States. I'm not sure that's true. I mean, in China, they still learn Chairman Mao's sayings in school. They're not entrepreneurial. They copy things. But the main problem China has is that it also has an incredible credit bubble. In fact, I see a nearly perfect analogy between China today and what the United States was doing in the 1920s, and that is, if you think back to the 1920s, Europe was broke, having just fought World War I. The U.S. was the economic powerhouse, and we lent the money to Europe to let them buy our goods. So we built out a huge export economy to export goods to Europe. We thought we were rich because we had bonds from Europe. And then one day in 1931, we realized the bonds had no value. And for the next 10 years, rationalizing our overcapacity and, of course, commodities tank because no one was building anything. And that's basically what's going to happen, I think, in the world today. China is lending us money to buy their stuff. Their entire economy is built towards exporting goods, cheap goods, to the U.S. and Europe. And they think they're rich because they have treasury bonds. And one day they'll discover that the bonds aren't worth anything, and they have to rationalize all that export capacity they have.
Well, I completely agree with you, Dan. There's no doubt that you go around the world, and everybody seems to be in this race to print more money. And you know what? Everybody seems to, or at least results are coming out, that no one's collapsing out there. Some seem to be doing better this month and then a little bit worse next. But it just seems to be this continuing trend where nobody's paying attention to gold in this whole scenario. Well, nobody in the West. Only the East seems to be accumulating at just massive rates. And that's something that actually scares me, is that when one country or a group of countries start accumulating gold and other hard assets for a period of time, they are accumulating power along with those, and a pretty stable power if you look at what's happened throughout history. So you said that China probably won't overtake the U.S., at least in a reserve currency sense. But does that mean that we're heading towards a gold standard, or is there somebody else out there that you're keeping an eye on?
Well, I mean, let's be clear. Gold and silver have been moving from the West to the East for at least 2,000 years. The Romans had a problem that they would buy spices and silks from India and China. They paid with silver and gold. They got the spices and they ate them, but the silver was still gone. And basically, that's what's happening now. We are exporting gold and silver to China, because they don't want our treasury bonds anymore, and they're giving us trinkets that don't last very long. So there's no question that precious metals are flowing east, and that will continue. But I think there's a stretch to say that the Chinese political system is coherent enough and stable enough to take the lead on a global scale. I think once their credit bubble blows up and all their ghost cities get marked down to zero, which is where they should be, that they'll have major problems. So I'm not worried about China from a political perspective. As your question, what replaces the dollar standard? Normally when a currency standard disappears, you get a period of barter, and then the market naturally resets to gold, because gold is the money that the free market picks. The gold standard didn't come about because wise men sat around in a room and decided that gold should be the money 5,000 years ago. It came about because its intrinsic qualities are those that lend the most liquidity to trade, and individual traders choose gold as reserve currency, as a transactional currency, because it best fits their needs. And that's what will happen again.
I'm starting to become more and more of a believer in terms of diversifying perhaps into, not totally out of stocks and metals, but into currencies. You have an opinion on that? Do you think it's a good thing, a good way for a person to go, or at least with a portion of their portfolio?
Well, I mean, look, currencies are certainly more liquid than, for example, stocks. Normally, in inflationary cycles, volatility starts to increase. We haven't hit that yet. The melt-up in the market has been pretty dramatic and pretty steady. I don't expect that to continue. I expect volatility to spike. And so certainly for short-term liquidity needs, having some exposure to currency makes a lot of sense. But, you know, one has to think about, what is a currency? You know, all the dollar is, by definition, all it is a liability of the Federal Reserve. And a liability of a balance sheet cannot be worth more than the assets on that same balance sheet. So we look at the Federal Reserve and we say, well, what are their assets? And their assets are, supposedly, they have 8,300 tons of gold. We know they have a lot of treasury bonds, which used to be, you know, 3-month treasury bonds. Now they're buying 30-year treasury bonds. They have long-term bonds, and they have exotic mortgage bonds. So when you hold a dollar in your wallet, what you really are holding is an amalgamation of a little bit of gold and a lot of very esoteric bonds. And to me, that's not a very good long-term place to have value. But yeah, for sure, on the short term, to smooth out volatility, probably is a good thing to have some of.
Dan, you know, I think I myself, Al, and a lot of our listeners agree with you. It is good to hold that gold and have that comfort. Dan, we really appreciate you coming on. We hope everybody enjoyed listening to Dan Oliver. Stay tuned. We have the roundtable coming up next.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You know, Dan Oliver is a very, very interesting guy, and it's a pleasure to have him a little more active on our particular program. I respect what he has to say. He's pretty much in our camp when it comes to hard assets, and it's just a pleasure to have guests like that. Speaking of a pleasure to have guests on the show, you know, I got to tell you, we've got a panel put together right now of people who I consider to be, number one, very valuable to our listeners and to their listeners, in the case of you, Jay, and I consider them all to be really good friends. I go to these guys whenever I have questions about the industry. country. Our roundtable today is consisting of Gary Savage, Rick Ackerman, Richard Postma, and Jay Taylor. Corey, we got a really interesting question from Dai Wei yesterday, Friday, and his question was as follows. Quote, will there be a point in time when silver deviates from current and past history of tracking nearly identically to gold performance in terms of ups and downs, and thus breaking out on its own in a separate market? I haven't seen much discussion of this issue for a long time. You know what, Jay, let's start with you. What do you think about that?
I think, you know, gold is clearly more of a monetary asset, a monetary metal than silver. Silver also has the attributes that make it the second best money in the world. But I think that because they're both monetary assets, both monetary metals, that they will tend to correlate very strongly. Albeit though, when we go into a deflation, I think gold has the upper hand, and when we go into an inflationary environment, silver has the upper hand, assuming inflation is driven by demand and by economic activity. I don't see any reason why there should be a change. And of course, there's been huge changes, huge differences in terms of the relationship of gold to silver over time. So I'm not sure exactly what the listener was talking about in that regard. But I think that the two are destined to be correlated very strongly because they're both monetary metals. But again, because I think it was Larry Parks who did some research and showed that there's like 55 years of above ground gold supply. There's 6 or 7 years of above ground silver supply. There's 6 months or so of above ground copper supply, which just goes to show you the metals are used either for as a monetary asset or a as in use in the economy. I don't see any reason, though. For example, when there's loss of confidence in the fiat money, why both silver and gold wouldn't both benefit from that, and vice versa. When there's confidence in the fiat money in the monetary system, then both of those metals should probably not be as strong and should move down together.
Yeah, I have to say I completely agree with you. I think gold and silver are destined to always be related, simply, as you said, because they are monetary assets. Yes, silver has a bit more economical use, but the fact of the matter is, if these two were to truly diverge, that would be a complete shift in the mentality of the investor viewing these assets, and I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Gary, what do you have to say about this?
Yeah, silver just it follows and magnifies the moves in gold. I don't see that changing.
I quite frankly, Di, I hate to say it. I mean, I don't hate to say it, but I think I don't really see it changing either, particularly. But I think it is an interesting question. And Rick, you haven't weighed in on this one yet. Doc, you haven't weighed in on this one yet. Let's start with you, Doc.
I actually think that, and it's not going to be the near future, but more down the road, I think actually we're going to see silver come into its own more than gold. And I do that just looking at the demographics of the globe and the phenomenal middle class that's taking place in China, but also India. And I think that's going to take a place also in other third world countries over time. And I can see the day where we'll get back to a more reasonable ratio between silver and gold, and I think it's going to be primarily all the industrial uses of silver over gold. So I actually think it will outperform gold in the future.
Rick, I want to get your input on this, but then I also want you to relate it to, as Doc just said, the gold-silver ratio. Where do you see this moving?
Well, I would, this is highly speculative, but I would see a few phases to a move that would push both gold and silver higher initially, and this is assuming that the bullion finally turns around, that that we start a bull market. Initially, I think the money would flow disproportionately into silver because silver assets are cheaper. But as the rally, or to the extent that any rally in bullion has an institutional character to it, the money would flow more toward gold. And that would be analogous to the stock market, where some of the very priciest stocks, $1,000 stocks, like Priceline for one, are the big percentage gainers simply because they're They're institutionally owned. It's not little guys in there buying $1,000 per share stocks. And so in the same way, I think you could have gold pushed as the Rolls-Royce, the Cadillac asset, if institutions are really driving the markets. But then I think in a final blow-off stage, again, silver's advantage there and being perhaps more affordable to the little guy would play to a high beta strength in silver.
You know, I got to tell you, I personally like silver, and I like silver for one simple reason. Number one, I am not a trader, and everybody knows that, and I'm going to keep saying it because I'm not. You know, I learned from my parents and from my grandparents that you want to have something of value just in case it really hits the fan, as it did for them when they had to buy their way out of China when the communists took over in 1949. Anyway, that's why I buy it, and that's why Kathy agrees with me on holding physical gold and physical silver. It just is it's an issue that I feel very strongly about, and I have to agree with basically everything that you guys are saying. I wish the listeners on our site could get out of this absolute necessity in their minds to trade short term, because I really don't think that's what gold and silver are all about. We've got a minute left here before we're going to get into a discussion about tapering and Janet Yellen and the rest of it. But Jay, in less than a minute, do you agree with my philosophy?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think you buy gold not to make money on it to trade it, but to buy at least the core of your position should be held as real wealth, as something that, and you don't care that much if gold goes up or down. You know that an ounce of gold is going to buy as much as it did in the past over the long run. And there will be times, I think, though, when it does make sense to have a larger percentage of your portfolio in gold and silver than at other times. But I think there should be a core holding of gold and silver that are just basic wealth savings accounts, if you will, because you can't trust the fiat money. You can't trust governments. I mean, that's what Americans don't understand. And that's what Canadians probably to a great extent, people in the West in general, because we've had it good for so long. We are trusting our government.
We've had it good for so long. We've had it good for so long. We're trusting our government, and it's interesting how you feel about that. We're going to be right back with the boys.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We've got a great panel right now online with us. We have my friend Jay Taylor. We've got Rick Ackerman. We've got Richard Postma. We've got Gary Savage. We've certainly, Corey, am I leaving anybody out?
I think that's all of them.
Okay. I want to throw one thing out at you guys. And, Jay, maybe you could take this one first. I read a very interesting piece of research last night that a friend of mine who is a broker of consequence in the industry sent me. And it basically had to do with what is Janet Yellen going to do when she steps in. Now, a couple of very interesting points were brought up in this particular piece of research. Number one, the chairman of the Fed is clearly the, some would argue, the most important position in the country, and others would say, well, if it's not the most important, it's at least the second most important. And what Janet has to do, Ms. Yellen, I guess to show a little respect here, is she has to do something really, really that the country believes in, but is a rather dramatic role. And this piece of this article that I read basically said they think that she is going to begin to taper. And the reason they're saying that is because even if the economy only grows in terms of GDP at, say, 2% or 2.5%, it is growing of sorts, and they think that her first big move is going to be perhaps to control tapering. And the million-dollar question there is, how would that affect the conventional markets, and how would that affect the precious metals markets? Mr. T, you got it, bud.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think that Janet Yellen, whoever heads up the Fed, is the most important visible person in the world, perhaps in the United States in terms of policy. But in terms of you know, who actually pulls the levers, I think that's questionable, whether it's Janet Yellen or people behind her who made it possible for her to be the chairperson of the Federal Reserve. But I think you're probably right. I think that I think she's going to have to try to establish credibility. Keep in mind that the Fed has to continue to be to really operate a con artistry. It's really a con artistry operation because the Fed, in terms of what its stated goals are, has been a tremendous failure. But in terms of the Fed's unstated goals, that is to support its shareholders, it's been a tremendous success. But in order for the Fed to survive politically, it has to dress things up. It has to look like it's credible. It has to look like it's protecting the American public. And if it allowed inflation to run crazy, and if it didn't show some credibility in terms of controlling the money supply, then it would lose its, you know, you'd have a revolution. Then the Fed would be thrown out. And, you know, so what I think that Yellen will, probably will come in and, you know, start to show, gee, I really do care about the integrity of our currency. I'm going to taper here. I'm a very responsible person. And so I think that's right. And then you have the news that came out in terms of the latest GDP numbers were very positive. I think that it's largely because of inventory buildup. It was surprisingly high, the GDP numbers, as I understand it. But overall, the problems remain, and the Fed has to be, you know, has to appear to be credible and has to appear to be caring for us. It's the fox guarding the chicken coop, as it were, and in reality, but it has to appear to be the fox that loves the chickens.
Jay, I must say, adding to your comments there, we had Obama come out a few days ago now and make the comments about the wealth effects. And really, to me, it meant that the Fed isn't doing their job because the money is really just flowing to the rich and the middle, and poorer classes aren't benefiting from this. So maybe Yellen will go a little bit more towards your side. I would personally be very surprised if they do begin a taper, just because I think that the Fed has backed themselves in a corner. That being said, Doc, I guess my question to you is, if this taper does come down the line, will gold be hit really hard with this?
Well, first of all, Corey, you've heard me before, and I've said that the Fed will taper in spite of what people say. And because everybody's in the mistaken notion they won't. And I couldn't agree more with Jay that they will sometime in January. I don't think it'll be this month because we're getting close to Christmas and they don't want to be the Grinch of Christmas. But I think the first part of the year after Congress looks responsible for the first time in a long time and they do something about the budget, the Fed can come out and say, oh, they've been responsible. We're going to taper a little bit. And it's only going to be a little bit just to give the sense that they're being responsible. And frankly, I don't think it's going to have a lot of effect on gold anymore. I think the bear is pretty much, as I've said before, in hibernation. We may go a little bit lower in 2014. But if they taper $5 billion a month, it's not going to mean much. And so I don't think it's going to really affect gold much. You know, it's the old sell the rumor, buy the fact, or buy the rumor and sell the fact. And I think we've talked so long about tapering that it'll have no influence on gold at all.
You know, I got to tell you, I think you might be right in that. But I think the concept of the federal government, Congress, becoming more responsible, I'm not really sure that people are going to buy that. They could, but I really don't think people are going to buy that. Rick, are they?
Al, I'm a cynical outlier in this discussion. I'm on record as saying that a taper is about as likely as a Mars invasion. I've been on that side of the argument since the early 1990s. I published a letter called Black Box Forecast at the time, very similar to what I put out now. And there was a story, Lyle Gramley, associated with the, I think it was the Dallas Fed, said, you better watch out. And this was by way of tempering expectations. Gramley alluded to a tightening that was going to come. And I basically, and with all disrespect, said, sit down and shut up, Lyle, because they're going to do nothing of the sort. The same thing is true now. You know, there's not going to be any taper. because if you subjected the administrative rates that are really controlled by quantitative easing to anything like a true market forces, it would be a disaster for the world. You know, if you just uptick short-term rates and push it up the curve 50 basis points, you're going to kill a recession that has, or let's say a recovery that's never been more than more weakness. We refer to it as the Great Recession. But, of course, when we talk about the Great Recession, we're implying that that recession never really ended. It simply got less severe. So I don't see any taper. I've got a few months head start on that because I started saying there wouldn't be a taper maybe 6 months ago or whenever when this became a headline concern. And if there, let me just say that if there is something that is ostensibly a taper, it will be of a piece with all the other obscure statements that the Fed makes. Whatever happens, people will be scratching their heads wondering if the taper has been announced or whether we're tapering. So that's the kind of taper we're eventually going to get. But it will be nothing like subjecting the treasury markets and the mortgage security markets to real market forces. And let me say one thing about Janet Yellen. She could be Joe Blow. It doesn't make any difference. Greenspan set into motion things, as Corey mentioned. The Fed has painted itself into a corner. She's going to do nothing that Bernanke wouldn't do. They're all kind of locked into one type of response. So to me, Janice Yellen is just, it's poodle dee or poodle dumb.
Got to take a real quick break here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back to wrap up the first hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
All right, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of Carl Economics Sports. Corey and I, just a little reminder for anyone tuning in late, are chatting with Jay Taylor, Rick Ackerman, Gary Savage, and Richard Postma, all regular guests on our show, all extremely bright people. You know, we've talked about Janet Yellen and the potential of tapering or not tapering or whatever, and we've talked about the correlation between gold and silver. Is that correlation ever going to decrease, for lack of better terms, or increase, or what have you? I want to wrap this particular hour up by getting an opinion from each of you on the following question. The question is, is in fact the bull market over for precious metals? And a lot of our listeners would argue that, hey, anytime a market goes down as much as the gold has gone down from, what, roughly 1900 to around 1250 or 1300, anytime you have a silver market that's gone down from a little over $40 to a little over $20, of course the market is over. That is nonsensical to say that it hasn't been over. So I guess a better question here, you guys, is do you think the market's going to reverse itself? Jay, let's start with you.
Yeah, I think well, the bull market, if you're looking at a cyclical bull market, is clearly, you know, we're in a bear market right now. But I think the secular bull market is still intact. It will be at least until, if and when it drops below $1,000 or so an ounce. And, you know, if it holds down there, then I think we've got a problem. But I think the secular bull market is still in place, and all the fundamentals would suggest that it's still in place. There's huge amounts of buying coming out of the East. And I think there's paper shenanigans being played in the COMEX and the LMBA that are really disguising the real price of gold. So, yes, the answer is yes. I think we're in a secular bull market, and I think we're probably not more than 6 months or so away from a reassertion of that bull market.
Jay, I'm happy to say it, and I agree with you that I think we are close to a turn looking at fundamentals, but then also looking at technicals. Rick, let's use some of your technicals. Are you seeing that we're coming out of this bear market?
I've been using an 1125 target for the COMEX. This would have been the December gold contract, but it'd be around the same for the February that's now in play. So we've got a little ways to come down to what I would consider a minimum downside target. But to talk about a resurgent, a nascent bull market in bullion, you'd have to imagine that something fundamental will have changed. And that, to me, points in the direction of a change in the way debt is priced. I see the whole world right now as weighed down by a deflationary juggernaut. And with all the pump priming, with all the quantitative easing, the central banks aren't really turning it around. They're only merely holding deflation at bay. So until that big picture changes, until the nature of debt itself, the way it sits on us as a burden, has changed, either through a hyperinflation or a deflation, I think gold will continue in its downtrend.
I mean, I don't know. You know, is gold going to continue in its downtrend? It's so confusing right now to me. You know, Doc, you've been right on, both you and Rick, in terms of prognostications, have definitely been right on, as, you know, to a very large extent, Gary, you and Jay have. What do you think, bud?
We're still in a secular bull market, Al. And the initial move was, you know, due to all the crisis we had in the debt. And now it's being supported a little bit by all the buying of the asset by the East. But we're going to, I think 2014 is going to be a huge year of consolidation, and it's going to be the ultimate low. I think what people have to focus on is the next rise in this market is going to be due to inflation that everybody's been talking about, but it hasn't happened. And I think we're finally seeing some stirring of that. We're seeing a small stirring of inflation, and we're finally seeing a little bit of price discovery in some of these markets. And if you look at some charts recently that I've been following, you're finally seeing some rising in the wages without any correlate increase in product pricing. And I think that's just a start. And the fact that they're now talking in Congress about increasing the minimum wage, that's going to be the next step. And they will do something about that this coming year. You can bet on it, because the powers want to see that happen, because they know. And Jay talked about the powers behind the Federal Reserve. The powers know that if they don't get inflation stoked up, we've got major problems. And they're going to make every effort in 2014 to start to stoke the fires of inflation further in other methodologies.
Gary, we chat with you every day, and I know at one point you thought that the gold price would be brought back down to that 11 or that 1030 level. Now, I know that you think we are closer to the bottom here, and you're hesitantly positive going into the new year, correct?
Correct. I don't think a secular bull market can end until the fundamentals change. They haven't changed, so I don't think the secular bull market is over. I think the next week and a half is going to tell us. We are either putting in an intermediate bottom right now, you know, the last 6 days look like a bottoming process to me. I suspect we're going to get an attack Sunday night, and they're going to try and break it down out of this consolidation. If the bulls can defend that and we get an intermediate cycle bottom right here, then the cyclical bear market is over. And I expect we will probably rally very, very quickly, very rapidly, and very aggressively, because this has been an artificial bear market. However, if the attack that I'm kind of expecting on Sunday night can drive gold back down through 1210 and back through 1200, then, you know, $1,000 is back on the table again, and they will get it there very quickly if they can break this this, you know, bottoming process. If they can break it Sunday night, then they're going to get it down to 1000 very quickly, because we've got an intermediate cycle low that's due sometime between now and 3 weeks from now. So this bottoming process is very important that it hold.
Jay, I got a question for you. Gary talks a lot about they, and we get a lot of comments on the blog about they. You know, you and I were talking about that, you know, when you introduced that subject back in the very, very early part of this century. Define who you believe they are, would you?
Yeah, I would say that listeners should go to read the book called The Creature from Jekyll Island to discover who they are. And there's a small number of very important families globally that have enormous amounts of influence. And these are people that you don't hear very much about anymore. And the richer and more powerful they get, the less you hear about them. So we're talking about the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, more recently the Rockefellers. But as you know, as time goes on, you hear less and less about the Rockefellers. Doesn't mean that they've lost their influence, their foundations, and everything that they control, the families. Going back even further, and I can't recall the name, a German name, Krupp. The Krupp family goes back even further than the Rothschilds. And so if you look and read the Creature from Jekyll Island and who the families were and the powerful interests that that railroaded through the Federal Reserve Act in 1912, 1913, it came into being at Jekyll Island, and how that came about, I think that gives you some idea of who the powers that be are. And it certainly isn't the President of the United States. It certainly isn't probably the leaders of the European community either. It's the powers, the people behind that, those thrones that are really in charge and decide that we should go to war for some phony purpose, because these guys make lots and lots of money with wars and changing boundaries, geographical boundaries, and controlling the currency, I might add. Most importantly, controlling the currency so they can redistribute wealth from those that create it to those that control it.
Doc, I want to ask you this question, but unfortunately we just have just under a minute. Why do these people care about the gold price?
They care about the gold price eventually. Well, they want to have it appear that there's not the inflation there is, especially in certain asset classes. And real quickly, I want to reiterate what Jay just said. In fact, I spent a week down in Mexico, and I just got through reading again The Creature from Jekyll Island. There's another good book called Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley that was a professor at Georgetown that gets into this even more specific and with good data. So anyway, that's interesting. But that's the primary reason, Corey, is to make things appear to be what they aren't.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it for the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Stick around. Stations have to take a break. Got to do the news at the top of the hour. And then Corey and I are going to be back with some more interesting people. Going to shift over a little bit more into politics. Not for the entire second hour, but for a bit of it, because that is certainly an interesting situation right now. Gentlemen, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.